These are today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.
Good morning. It's Monday, January 16th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. The Sacramento area will see showers today, mainly before 10 a.m. New precipitation amounts will be between a quarter and half of an inch. At night, we will see partly cloudy skies, with a low around 37. In local crime news, a man was arrested after an early Sunday stabbing in Old Town Sacramento. Officers responded about 2 a.m. to reports of an assault on the 1000 block of 2nd Street, where they found a person who had suffered a stab wound, the Sacramento Police Department said. The person was taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, according to the department. A suspected assailant was found inside a residence, police said, but refused to exit. The SWAT team was called in to assist. Eventually, the man came out on his own and was safely detained, according to the department. In California news, federal help for those affected by a series of severe storms in California has been approved by the White House. The major disaster declaration targets federal funding for those in the counties of Merced, Sacramento, and Santa Cruz, areas that have been devastated by flooding, mudslides, and landslides. Governor Gavin Newsom welcomed the help. The disaster declaration provides grants for temporary housing and home repairs, low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses, and other programs to help people and business owners recover. Federal funding also is available to state, tribal, and eligible local governments and certain private nonprofit organizations on a cost-sharing basis for emergency work in the counties of Merced, Sacramento, and Santa Cruz. Additional counties may be included once storm conditions allow state, local, and federal officials to safely assess the extent of the damage. In sports news, the Kings were well represented when NBA.com released its midseason media survey last week after polling 30 beat writers and columnists representing every NBA market. NBA.com's Mark Medina presented correspondents with 40 questions regarding players, coaches, teams, and storylines as the second half of the season gets underway. Pollsters recognized Sacramento's ascent as a playoff contender, De'Aaron Fox's clutch performances, Domantas Sabonis's rebounding prowess, and coach Mike Brown's role in the turnaround, among other things. The NBA.com survey asked media to identify the most surprising storyline of the season. The Brooklyn Nets' bounce back was number one with 20% of the vote. Sacramento's strong start to the season was second at 17%. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.